Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Showers tonight, lows in the low 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Milwaukee's Brannigan Communications has created a brand new logo and website for the City of Racine Development Department, designed to simplify the process for prospective businesses and be a catalyst for future economic development. Speaking to the Redevelopment Authority, Company President Kathleen Doherty said Racine is ripe for a dramatic increase in future development, and Build Up Racine will play a role.
You have all of the pieces in place. You have a walkable downtown. You are on a lakefront. You have existing businesses. You have a distinct kind of commercial downtown, as well as a growing art scene. And so those are assets to leverage. And those are all of the pieces that we considered in putting together. I mean, how do you brand economic development? It's extremely intangible. But what we wanted to do was make it tangible. We wanted to make it something that you could own and something that you could really use, as I said, as a springboard.
The logo has the outlines of famous landmarks, the Wind Point Lighthouse, S.C. Johnson Tower, and Downtown Building, and the Racine County Courthouse. BuildUpRacine.com will be launching soon and eventually link to the city webpage. For more than an hour, the two candidates for mayor in the upcoming special election handled questions in a Racine Taxpayers Association forum at the Gateway Technical College campus. The candidates differed on whether the city should continue to have a full-time mayor and a full-time administrator. Sandy Widener said the money spent on an administrator should be used to hire a full-time human resources director and to beef up the city's finance department.
In part, we lost that, we had that reduction in the bond rating because we have been repeatedly told that the city has to do a better job of not budgeting from year to year, but instead has to look at the long-term health of our city financially, and the city has continued to fail to do that. Instead, focusing on having both a mayor and a city administrator that does not fill either the function of an HR director or the function of a finance director.
Corey Mason said the administrator's job is to take care of the day-to-day operation, allowing the mayor to advocate for the city.
If you're stuck in City Hall doing the day-to-day operations and management of departments and making sure that they're running smoothly, you're not going to have the time and space to go get additional state and federal funding, to put out a vision, to work with the community, to recruit businesses to come to town. So I think it makes sense to have a good city administrator and staff that's basically functioning as a chief of staff to the mayor and giving the mayor the opportunity to move the city's vision forward. And frankly, the city hasn't been doing a very good job on that.
There's another NAACP-sponsored forum next Thursday, October 12th at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center starting at 6 p.m., the last one before the October 17th special election. The winner takes office November 7th, replacing Mayor Dennis Weiser and filling out the rest of John Dickert's term until April of 2019. The Kenosha City Council this week approved the transfer of more than $77,500 from contingency to the parks budget to purchase a refrigerated ice skating rink. Alderman Scott Gordon called it a great idea and suggested the rink be located somewhere near the downtown area. Gordon also called on the Parks Department to find a group or organization to rent skates or sell hot chocolate.
Somebody who may want to have that concession to help the nonprofit, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or somebody else, the KAC, somebody. But if you're going to have ice skating, let's have a place to rent skates. Let's have a place you can have a warming shelter with hot chocolate. I mean, these are all over the place.
Alderman John Fox, whose district includes the downtown, thought the area is a perfect site for the rink. Alderman also approved the transfer of $19,500 from contingency to the annual city holiday tree lighting. The motor vehicle dealer license of a Racine area auto dealership has been suspended by the state of Wisconsin for 30 days. According to a news release, in an effort to keep its motor vehicle dealer license, Right Way Motors at 6940 Washington Avenue agreed to follow better business practices. The suspension is the result of the dealership failing to process title applications within 7 days of a vehicle sale, failing to pay off vehicle liens within 14 days, as well as failing to apply for an amended dealer license after changing locations. The suspension was effective October 1st and extends through the 30th. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.